He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get 4 golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl, on the program.
Yes, indeed. Hour number 2 begins right now with the program. Soren Petro with you. Thank you for joining us here on a Wednesday. It's hump day. It's a hot hump day. Summer is upon us in a big, big way. Frank Bohl is upon us, as he does each and every Wednesday. Frank, brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. FamilyLeisure.com is where you can go and see all the wonderful products that they have that are there to enhance you having fun with your family. It is truly where family and fun comes together when it gets too hot and you're back in your man cave. All kinds of great stuff, whether it's theater seating for watching movies or streaming shows. Yes, even got the bars for you there, bar stools, the game tables, poker tables, pool tables, shuffleboard tables, and, of course, outside getting into the pool. They got it all, the pools, the spas, the grills, and, of course, the best patio furniture around. It's where I get all my patio furniture. You can check it out right now. Go to FamilyLeisure.com or call them right now. 913-888-7727. That's 913-888-7727. Call and talk to them about what is going on with your patio. What do you need? They get you covered. And, of course, whenever you mention 810, you save even more. So make sure you tell them you heard it here on the program. 913-888-7727, FamilyLeisure.com, or just go to K10 and Ridgeview. Frank, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you, Seren?
No complaints.
Good.
As of right now, other than how does it take 58 days to get everybody down to Orlando and playing some ball here? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. They'll get there. I'm sure they'll get to play. I don't think it should take that long, but that's what they're going to do, and we'll see. And they're not even taking all the teams. There's only 22 teams going back, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, they're not taking every. And I think that's part of the reason they only have 22, I think, is because of numbers and being able to screen everyone in and out every day, I think they're going to. And so they're going to have to be able to screen all these people whenever they're participating and then stay after them during the whole time that they're down there and playing games. So I think the less number of teams they have, I think they feel they're in more control of the people who will be there.
So why not go with 16 and start the playoffs?
That's not a bad idea either, but I think they're just – I don't know if they're trying to – if it's money, if it's eyeballs, if it's just trying to get everybody out there in front of it and – just, you know, they've already lost a lot of money. They're not going to regain all the games. So they're just going to try to, you know, get things kicked off that way. Then go into playoffs. Maybe they feel it'll be a better product in the playoffs if they get a few games under their belts before they go to them.
It just to me, it's like, okay, if your goal is to engage your entire fan base, then bring all 30 teams back. If the goal is safety but still trying to crown a champion, then take 16 teams back. 22 is a mess. I like 22 to me is trying to serve two masters, and it's just dumb.
Oh, I'm not going to argue that point at all. I thought that's what they would do, and they waited so long to get it done, was to go back. And I'm not saying the COVID-19 thing isn't something – to keep in mind here, okay? But the fact that they are, you know, putting the 22 teams in there, I think it just all comes down to money at that point.
I think playing the season at all is about money.
Yes. Right, and I understand, but they're trying to regain a little of what they've lost, is all I'm saying.
And I have heard that there's like X number of games that have to be played on regional networks and things like that that kick in payments and stuff. And so maybe there are, we've got to get this many games out there. And if we get this many games out there, that's what matters. But, you know, it's at some point you got to do just what's best for the sport. If what's best for the sport is making sure you get a champion, then to me, send the 16 teams and try to make that go. And, you know, let's get a champion. I think... You know, the NHL had the best route In my opinion, they said, okay, the regular season's over. We understand that some teams didn't get a chance to come down the stretch run, so we're going to give them, we're going to add extra teams in, but the playoffs begin when we start on the ice.
Right.
That, to me, seems the most sensible way to do things.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yes.
By the way, there are six things that I just came up with I thought were somewhat entertaining that all happened in fewer than 58 days. All these
we'll be the judge on the level of entertainment.
Both of Bill Belichick's 10 years as head coach of the Jets.
Took less time.
I like that.
The combined NBA coaching careers of Magic Johnson and Jerry Tarkanian. Took less than 58 days.
Jerry Tarkanian coached in the NBA. Oh, he did the Spurs. That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Not long.
And he brought back Lloyd Greedy Daniels to play for the Spurs as well.
The entire 1981 MLB player strike. I said that earlier.
That's the one that, to me, Major League Baseball went on strike. Everybody lost their mind, freaked out over it, and they came back and started playing in less time than it's going to take from when the NBA agrees to when they get started down at Disney. And by the way, they're not building Disney, okay? They're just going to Disney. Like, I get it if they had to construct Space Mountain, and they had to build the castle, and they had to build the fields and everything. 58 days, okay. Well done. Nice job. They're just going to Disney. They could walk to Disney from everywhere in the lower 48.
In less than 58 days.
Yes.
Great Britain's Brian Thompson in 1981 sailed around the world in 45 days. The papacy of John Paul I and the administration of William Henry Harrison all happened in less than 50, in fewer than 58 days.
Wow. There you go.
I don't hear anybody else complaining about this. So, like, I am fine for somebody to tell me why I'm, like, you're an idiot. There's all this stuff that has to get done. Well, I understand that it's just not a matter of everybody, you know, throwing their bag together, getting in their car and driving southeast. Okay, I do get that there are some logistics to be worked out. But I then double back and say, what the blank have you been doing for the previous 85 days?
Thank you. Yeah, totally. I mean, so you got to paint a couple courts and roll in a couple baskets and.
No, that's already done. They have those down there already. They have basketball tournaments there already. That wide world of sports is like a soccer complex, a football complex. They do 7-on-7 tournaments. They do soccer tournaments down there. They have like the U14 soccer tournaments down there. They do basketball tournaments down there. No, it's literally ready to go.
I was being a little facetious, but that's okay.
You trickster, Frank.
I also think everybody just wants to see something to get going, which you do too, and it could have been done way quicker than it's been done. But everybody's just jonesing now for anything to appear back on their television sets besides reruns.
I do think the NBA is a smart league, so I think there are some probably big hurdles that I'm not aware of. Time-wise, I can't get my arms around like the 58 days. I can't get my arms around the fact that baseball didn't even bother to start negotiating until it's like, okay, yeah, we're going to be coming back. Like, you know, to me, you should have never stopped negotiating. Like, okay, here's our plan for back in 20 days. Okay, it's past 20. All right, let's go if it's 40 days out. Let's go if it's 60 days out. And you just keep having your plan ready to go. And it's like, well, there's always new information. Okay, so you add that new information in. It just, it's disappointing to me.
Yeah. Plus now they're at a total impasse at the moment. And I know you're going to have Jeff Passan on later today, which I can't wait to hear that. And he's been at the forefront of this a lot. But total impasse, standoff between the players and the owners. It just puts everything in jeopardy at this point. I can't imagine either side would think that not playing baseball this year is a good idea.
So let me try this one out about as an idea as to why baseball sucks. Why they're so bad as an industry, as a business. Why there's such a problem between the players and the owners. Is it because there's really a problem amongst the owners?
No.
You know, when you look at it, all the other leagues, and they do have a luxury tax now in Major League Baseball, which serves as a diet salary cap for the sport. So there is revenue that's transferred from the big clubs to the little clubs. But overall, they just never seem to have, you know, gotten any kind of competitive balance as far as the dollars. There's never been a feeling, you know, the Yankees, you know, seem to think that only a very tiny portion of their revenue should ever make it down to the other teams. And the mindset for the New York Yankees is that, you know, like their mindset is almost that, like, the national TV deal, the Royals should be grateful that the Yankees give them any of it. You know, that like there's no acknowledgement of the fact that having opponents is important. Like, there's almost a feeling like the Yankees think an inner squad game would pull some numbers.
Just have batting practice. Just go out there, you know, throw a little BP, and people watch it.
You play roundsies. Yeah. We used to when we were kids.
A Yankee versus Yankee game is, in their mind, what would be the biggest television draw, because we get twice the amount of Yankee fans. Like, not even understand. No, your fans are your fans.
I got an idea. Like, Yankees, Sox, 162.
I think it's just, you know, to me, it's preposterous that they haven't gotten a more unified ability, or it's just it is the sport that attracts the greediest of owners. Now, obviously, the Royals ownership has been, you know, generous, and in some ways, I'm like, you know, we celebrate the hell out of them. In a lot of ways, it's like, I think a lot of people might be like, what, one franchise does the right thing, is going to continue to pay all their minor leaguers $400 a week? I mean, we're literally talking about $20,000 a week that the Royals are paying over what these other teams cost. These other teams cut like 50 minor leaguers at $400 a week, right? That's 20 grand a week that the Royals are paying those players, because the teams aren't cutting all of their minor leagues. They're just cutting the ones that would have been cut and become minor league free agents. And so it's roughly 50 players a team. So at the end of the year, you know, here moving forward, June, July, August, so 3 months, like, because the minor league season's over early in September, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the main season's over in August, and then the playoff teams go on into September. So, you know, if you say June, July, and August, 80, you know, we're talking about, what, 240,000?
Yeah, I thought 13 weeks over 3 months would be 260.
260,000. Which, listen, it's not nothing. It's 260,000 more than the other clubs are paying. So they are, without a doubt, the best of the bunch in Major League Baseball. But is it just the greediest bunch of SOBs that have ever lived in MLB?
It appears that way. And they are pretty individual, because they've never been able to make any inroads of making the Major League Baseball Players Association any weaker. I mean, it's the strongest union there is in the country, and I don't think they're going to, you know, they're not going to, they never back down. They just make the owners end up backing down. And it's just the union has total control over the owners, because the owners aren't unified.
I don't know. It's staggering to me that the way that they conduct business. Like, if they were all on the same page, then to me we would see, you know, I think maybe they'd be quicker and better to make things good with their players, but they're already pissed at each other, so that by the time they get to deal with the players, you know, it's kind of like when you had a bad day, you snap at your kid, they didn't really do anything that wrong. They did something wrong, but it wasn't that wrong. But you were mad about something at work, you're mad about something your spouse did, you're mad about something your neighbor did, and then that's just the tipping point.
Yep.
I wonder if that's like the owner's relationship is. They're pissed with each other, and then the player's like, yeah, by the way, we want our fair share. What? Your fair share?
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Go to your room. Oh, sorry.
And, you know what I do? You know, bilking these taxpayers out of dollars to give you this beautiful stadium to play in, and you're not grateful?
Take off my belt.
And I know it really hurts you, Seren, a lot, because I know how much you love the game. You know, you love baseball. And,
I do.
You know, you really do. You're a passionate guy. You're not just a passionate about on radio, but you're a passionate fan. And, this, you know, here's the Royals have a brand new ownership group, and they're not playing baseball right now, and it's just it's going to cost them a lot of money. And it has cost them a lot of money. We'll continue until they get back on the field and start generating some sort of revenue somehow. But it just doesn't seem like they ever win a battle against the players.
Well, and the thing that I do worry about baseball is, like, look, I figured out Netflix. You know, I mean, I'm like, I was sitting there last night watching a show on Netflix, one of the ones that was recommended to me that I'm not in love with. By the way, just if you want my review, Money Heist, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Seemed all
haven't
right.
Haven't seen that one, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I'll pass. Hey, I wasn't big on Westworld on HBO either. I just wasn't.
Really?
And I love like that. I love, you know, futuristic AI, all the stuff, you know. It's just like, and Anthony Hopkins is in it, and so is Ed Harris. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is going to be the greatest show ever. Yeah, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And I watched it all, wasted all those hours. I'll never get back. But every time I'm waiting for that turning point. It just never turned a corner for me. And I just, yeah. So that happens.
I actually, for the second time last night, after watching another episode of Money Heist, where part of it is it's a Spanish show, I think, and it's dubbed.
Uh-huh.
So it's English. It's English. You don't have to read everything. It's English. But, like, I don't know. It's tough to be a great actor, you know, dubbed, right?
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. Like, I'm kind of like, they're like, oh, we've got this problem. And I'm kind of like, I don't care. You know, I'm not invested in the characters. and so I'll give it one or two more episodes, but I'm probably going to bail. But anyway, my point is, like, I kind of enjoy that now. That's kind of how I end my night. And is watching some show. And I never did that. And my friend Steve, who does sports talk in Vegas, you know, I mentioned to him that, we were chatting, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I said, yeah, watching this show. He goes, oh, you all right? So you finished that show? I said, yeah. Finished that one. He goes, well, good for you. That's good. I said, well, you know, there's nothing else to watch. He goes, but you need a release. You know, you need to get away. And I get it that the casual fan is not like me in the sense that I sit at night and I watch SportsCenter and then I watch the NFL show on ESPN and then I go over to NFL Network and I watch this. I mean, I just always feel like if I'm not consuming as much of the sports programming that's out there, and if there's a game that any of the local teams are playing, I'm going to watch it. I feel like if I'm not consuming everything around there, then I'm not really doing my job. Although I have found that, you know, I could do it now, right, without consuming all these shows. Now, again, there's not the games, but I don't know. I think from a standpoint of, like, do I really need it? Do I need to be sitting up till midnight to watch a baseball game on the West Coast? I don't think so. Like, I think when it does come back around, you know, my fantasy team, I'm going to be content to look at the numbers on the screen. I'm not going to feel a need like, oh, yeah. I got, you know, one of my pitchers and one of my best hitters playing tonight on the game that's going to be on at 9 o'clock. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to watch that. Like, I don't think I'll go back to that. I think I'll be like, no, I'm kind of wrapped up in this show. So I'll watch the Royals, but then I'm not going to watch the rest of the games. And I wonder, the people that aren't as invested in the local teams, that they view the local teams just kind of as, okay, it's my priority. But now they realize, well, I like this show, and I like doing this, or I picked up this hobby, or, you know, I go for my jog at 9 o'clock at night because it's hot, and they're not going to watch baseball. Like, do people just get out of the habit of the routine of the sport?
I don't think any sport can really survive without casual viewers and listeners. I mean, a lot of people watch because, you know, like we've talked about the Chiefs. It's the popular bar. It's the hot club. Everyone goes. But there's a lot of people that watch because, well, there's nothing else going on. Oh, I'll watch the Royals. I've been a Royals fan, so-and-so. There are some people who are going to watch if they played at 4 a.m. on Mars. But not that many. And so a lot of casual people who are, yeah, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this, I'll watch the Royals, aren't going to do that.
Right, and even the people who were got in the bandwagon in late 2013, went through 14, 15, now – You've lost a lot of those people already because they haven't been back.
You'll probably lose more.
And they're going to lose a lot more now if they don't play any games.
I always loved eating out, right, at restaurants. Like, like if my wife was like, well, then I'm like, well, let's go out. Hey, let's go out. You know, I was, you know, too much so. And now, and then I hate what's, you know, the restaurants had the hard times they're having. But and I think I will get back there, but I wonder if I'll get back there because it's like I now don't even have that urge, right? I mean, they're opening up, and I have yet to have that urge because I got into the habit of that's not an option, right? And so I'm watching that. I haven't – we haven't really ventured out and gotten going down that road. Now, I will tell you, we've gotten in the habit of takeout, right? That we're better at. And I think as times change, once you re-educate people, I don't know. I do think baseball, and particularly when you give people a reason to think you're a villain. And the Royals haven't. The Royals have been exemplary. But the industry itself, every other sport has gotten its act together and is ready to go now. They look terrible. Yeah, the optics really are awful for Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, we were just talking about, you know, people losing their viewing habits and this – getting upset with the Royals being off and, you know, Major League Baseball being out and the whole thing. You know, it's like I talk to my kids a lot and they've been home doing their jobs, you know. And I ask them, I said, well, what are your bosses saying about down the road? What's, you know, and a lot of bosses are going, you know what, this is working out pretty good. I don't need this 8-story building with, you know, 4,000 offices in it or whatever. If they could all go back to home. And then look at colleges. You know, they're out now, and all these kids went online to finish, and I know that was disruptive, and they went on to finish their schooling this year online, which was very hard because it was so new. Nobody really had this giant plan in place in case something like this happened. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, parents are going, I'm not paying for your room and board over there at X University. Let's do this thing online and see where we are here.
From a timing standpoint, you almost couldn't have devised a worse plan. That wasn't the plan. I mean, sometimes, you know, things get out there and reports happen when they happen because reporters are doing their job and uncovering things. But if you're going to grab a spot, what's the worst possible day this could come out? Probably today. Probably today. Right. When the other two leagues are back, I think this is a good time to go ahead and float that out there. Yeah. We're not ready.
Yeah. Let's not wait till Friday. The Friday flush for the weekend.
Yeah. 5 o'clock on Friday would be good. That's the perfect time. Didn't make it that long.
Yeah.
No, it is. I mean, it really changes once you change your habits. You know, I would worry that, you know, they lose some of their partial season ticket holders, right? I think if you're a full season ticket holder, man, you're a baseball junkie, and you're going right back, and you're hurting right now. And but if you're like a quarter season, and you're like, you know, I'm really getting a lot of stuff done around here, and I just buy them game by game, particularly in a market like this where right now tickets are readily available. I'll just go game by game. You know, I think it's something they got to be careful for. You know, I do think every sport, you know, even though times are good, you have to be looking and going, what was it that brought down, you know, horse racing? What brought down, you know, and like baseball, I think it should even be looking at that. And like one of the things, you want brought down horse racing? It takes all freaking day. They run a race every hour. Like who's got, you know, all day to go to a horse track and sit there. And, you know, it was a sociable thing. You know, when it got, there was no TV. There was no, like, hey, we're not doing anything else but sitting around here looking at each other, maybe listening to the radio, but we can take the radio with us and we can go out there and socialize at the track and everything. Well, that all changed. Well, baseball's ungodly slow pace is going to kill it.
Right.
I will guarantee that. If they don't get a pitch clock and knock off getting out of the batter's box and all that, like they're screwed if they don't figure that crap out fast.
Yeah, especially with everything else that's happening right now around the game, and how we've often talked about this. And when's the new labor contract coming up? Is that next season?
After 21.
After 21. So you'll have 21. You'll have whatever we get in 20, and then hopefully you'll have 21, and then we're going to start this all back up again when everybody goes to the negotiating table and tries to get it figured out.
Yeah, no doubt. And to me, it's why they should just sit down at the bargaining table and figure this out and then just keep negotiating.
Yeah, right. In fact, maybe the best thing they could do, now there probably isn't because they wouldn't play ball, get that all done now in 2020 since it's so disrupted anyway. Get the whole contract settled, get everything in 2021. We start back and we're good for 10 years after 2021. So, or, you know, starting at 2021 and moving on for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But they won't do that. No way.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what they get done. I do think that they will get an agreement done. And I think if they get it done within, you know, the next 4, 5, 6, 7 days, we'll probably never really remember that it took them a week longer. But if they fight this out all the way to July, and then they get going with like a 40-game season or something, I think they've got some real problems. Some real problems. We will take a break. We'll come back, talk about real problems. That's Frank Bull when he runs into Frank Opinions. I'm feeling good, Frank. I'm feeling good. I just want you to know.
That means you're in trouble.
It does. I think you're in trouble. It's brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure, K10 and Ridgeview. Go to familyleisure.com and check out everything you need. All the fun is at Family Leisure. Pools, spas, hot tubs, patio furniture, everything you need to have fun outdoors. You're staying at home, staying in your backyard. Let Family Leisure make it the best backyard in Kansas City. Go to familyleisure.com or just go see them in person, K10 and Ridgeview.
The program with Soren Petro.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Born on this date, the only member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame to play at Bishop College in Texas. There is a local angle. Only one guy. He has not existed since 88. He's the only one to do it.
Local angle. That's not where, like, Dave Craig went, is it?
It was Milton College.
Yeah.
And he's a Hall of Famer?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a local angle.
Yep. Very much so.
Kansas City Barbecue Store. Playing for Joe's Kansas City. You know, Father's Day's right around the corner. Gift cards to Joe's Kansas City are great because you can use them at Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Also at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, Frank. How about that?
That's good stuff.
That's right. If you're grilling out, doing more cooking at home, you got to check out the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Find them online at thekansascitybbqstore.com. That's thekansascitybbqstore.com. Everything, sauces, rubs, grills, everything you need to be an absolute pro, they got it. It's right across the parking lot from Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe at 119th and Strangline. TheKansasCityBBQStore.com. Grills, smokers, sauces, rubs, utensils, even the meat. What's it? Lane College?
Nope. Lane College was. Oh, who was that? Who's Lane College? It wasn't Lane.
What college did you say?
You said no. Bishop. Bishop
College. Bishop College.
Five-time Pro Bowl, Pro Bowler, two-time first-team All-Pro, has won three Super Bowl rings, one as a player, two as an assistant coach. One as an assistant coach with the Redskins, one as an assistant coach. Well, I guess two with the Redskins. Two with the Redskins, sorry.
And played for who?
Played for the Chiefs.
Two. Damn. It should be easy.
Hang on. Well, Emmett Thomas?
Emmett Thomas.
Oh.
There you go.
76 today.
Wow, I should have got that faster. That's terrible.
I'd forgotten that he was on the Redskins staff a lot of those years with Gibbs, 86 to 90.
I had no idea. I'm just trying to think, like, who was an assistant coach that would have been coaching during the time the Redskins were winning Super Bowls.
I saw three-time Super Bowl champion, 22 and 26. What? Oh, yeah, Redskins, wide receivers coach, defensive backs coach, 86 to 94. Number 18 retired by the Chiefs, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Him finally getting in righted one of the great wrongs of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's still a couple more out there.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, let's get to some Frank opinions. Curtis, Where shall we begin?
How much money did Zion get? 100K or more or less than 100K?
100K or more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the KU people have to come in come
right,
on that one.
Right.
Come on.
85-15, 100K or more. Who starts earlier, NBA, MLB?
At this point, it'd be the NBA. MLB's
got to beat.
I think that
July
ain't happening.
31st.
That ain't happening.
Baseball was wanting to start on what, July 5th?
Something like, or was it 4th or 5th?
Yeah, they were talking about an all-star game and then going to go play their season.
Or was it July 2nd? Well, the 4th is on the weekend this year, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think Major League Baseball, they're going to need they're saying 3 to 4 weeks to get going. The fans are all going to say NBA. But I actually think there's a chance that's going to be MLB. The correct answer is going to be NBA. But I really do think that even with all this consternation about what's going on with the owners and players, that that they've still got a chance to start before the NBA. Wouldn't that be an up yours to me if they fart around for like 2 weeks and they still get on the field before the NBA?
Yes, it would. I would very much like to see that happen. So you're saying you think they'll say NBA or
I think they'll say NBA.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, 81-19 NBA. What is the best reason for the NBA's delay in starting? Load management. That's Jed's answer. Haven't finished Ozark. Everyone got fat.
I'm gonna say haven't finished Ozark.
I think, I had somebody text me when I was complaining about the NBA. It's like, well, maybe they're just trying to make sure there's not another outbreak. I mean, like, am I the only one? Like, everyone's cured now?
Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah, sure, there's not.
Is that?
COVID, what?
What do you mean? We're in the outbreak now. Like, there's still, like, you can look in the paper, and every day there are new positive tests. Oklahoma State had 3 players test positive. Gundy couldn't wait to get him back on campus. 3 players. There's top linebacker and 2 other players tested positive already at Oklahoma State. To which I think is actually, it's not a good thing for anybody to test positive, but there's no way you're going to play sports with 100 players and not have guys test positive. So now we're going to find out, can Oklahoma State isolate and quarantine those players and keep everybody else healthy, even just for the workout? So I do think it's a good test for college football to pass. But, I get this text. Maybe they're just giving themselves time to make sure there's not another outbreak that shuts everything down again.
Yep.
It's a good point.
Well, we're in the outbreak.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Massive re-outbreak, in the beginning.
Like maybe another surge or something.
That's what I mean,
maybe the curve starts to get flattened and there's a spike somewhere. And maybe the word spike should be used instead of outbreak.
Yeah.
But the numbers aren't actually down. They're just down in New York, where New York's hospitals aren't going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah. They're down in some of the major cities, but the smaller cities, we've seen spikes, and we're seeing spikes, or at least a lack of flattening in a lot of other countries as well. So no, we're not anywhere. It's kind of been put on the second and third page
because
happened the last week and a half,
right.
But it is very much out there. I mean,
you ready?
The virus doesn't read the newspaper.
Come 10 days from now, tell me what page one is.
COVID-19 has spiked.
Yeah,
probably. The Memorial Day weekend.
Yep,
the linebacker,
all the protests and all the people in the streets and everybody together. Huge crowds. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
The linebacker at Oklahoma State said he was at he tried to protect himself, but he was at a protest in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And that's where he thinks he got it.
Yeah.
Stay
and the two
tuned.
Are going to converge
Stay
in about
tuned.
A month.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Did you watch part 2 of the Lance Armstrong 30 for 30? Keep in mind last week's vote.
Did anyone answer that last one? I don't think they did.
Oh, did we answer the last one? Oh, we didn't. I didn't give the answer to that one.
Yeah. No, Seren got sidetracked by his dumb friend. Who texted him.
Load management. Ozark.
By the way, you know. Fat. Well, I will tell you who my dumb friend is later.
I'm using sarcasm. I'm sure they're a highly intelligent person. No offense was meant.
No. I'm not saying they are. I'm going to send you and Curtis the name.
Oh, if I know him, then I'm fine taking a shot.
Go ahead. You now have the information.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, God. That guy's a doofus.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So what I said, what was the question? I thought I answered.
Best reason for NBA delay starting.
Oh, that's right.
Load management, haven't finished Ozark, or everyone got fat.
I'll go haven't finished Ozark.
Yeah, I did too. I already did.
62% said everyone got fat. 22% said haven't finished Ozark, and only 16% said load management. I was hoping haven't finished Ozark would win that one.
It isn't part
it's
of the
funnier
reason,
answer.
It really shouldn't Ozark and Everybody Got Fat be combined into one?
Could You're be. So, watching so there's 84-16.
I keep trying to get my wife to start watching Ozark because I want to watch the whole series again, and mm-hmm. she won't start.
Won't do
she's
it.
Like, no.
Can't do it.
No, she's like, I'm too busy. I'm swamped. I don't have the time to dedicate to watching frivolous TV shows.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Well, it is sort of that, but it's good.
Did you watch
Can't Do It.
Can't Do It. Can't Do It. Can't watch it. Can't win with it. Did you watch part two of the Armstrong 30 for 30? Yes or no? Keep my last week it was 83-17 no, because it was on a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And it was the first thing people
called. I'll still say no. I did, because I was really wrapped up in that Tour de France and him and that whole story all through that period of time. But I'll say no. If they didn't watch number one at that rate, they didn't watch number two.
Are we doing a percentage or just yes or no?
Yeah. What percentage said no?
Oh, I'll say.
It was 83% last week.
I'll say 85.
You think more people didn't watch it this week than last week?
Well, not to be a jerk, I should just take 82.
You could just go 84.
Because Curtis pretty much gave it away, like your tickets. But I'll say it's more like. Only 70% was no. I'll say 30% watched it this time.
85.2.
Really said
fewer
no?
Fewer people watched it. Yes. Fewer
Frankie
people
wins.
Said they watched it this week than last week.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair. You tricked me, Curtis.
How?
Because you're like, oh, you think it's actually more? Like you totally made it sound like Frank was
I
wrong.
Didn't, that wasn't intentional. I just went, really? I was thinking you both would say around 65 or 70%. When he went 85, I went, huh? That wasn't part of my plan. My plan was that you guys would be way low, and I'd say 85%, and you both go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I must tell someone. That didn't happen, so. Best protest song. CSNY's Ohio. CCR's Fortunate Son. Public Enemy's Fight the Power, or Bob Marley's Get Up, Stand Up?
I think it's going to be Marley. I think the first two are too old, I think. Four Dead in Ohio, right? And then you got CCR. I got that one on my playlist, as a matter of fact. Fortunate.
Is this the one we were talking about, Jed?
It is, and I find it ironic that Frank
the old guy
said
they were too old.
This is too old. When Curtis is like, everybody knows these songs. I'm so hip and cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Sorry, I didn't realize that Sublime was the Beatles.
I don't think you do understand what a modern popular band is, though.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Matt Pinfield.
I think Sublime is you just don't know them.
I know who they are. I ran a show who used that song as their theme song. Trust me, I know who Sublime is. Was. Okay. Lead singer is no longer here.
Yeah, by the way, that was 18 years ago that you used that. Like, and they're the modern group in your world.
I know who they are.
I don't know what were the choices. I don't know who these people are.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Ohio.
Oh, my God. Nobody under the age of 80 knows who that is.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son.
No One Under 90.
Public Enemies, Fight the Power.
50.
Bob Marley's Get Up, Stand Up.
The Stoners will weigh in and Bob Marley will win.
Frank?
That's what I said first.
33% said Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
Ah, that was the other one.
30% said Creedence Clearwater Revival, the band no one would remember because they're so old.
Wow. Yeah, they are. They're all dead.
Bob Marley, 23%. I don't think they're all dead.
And, can we agree when everyone in a band is dead that they're old? Like, is Mozart old?
I don't. Did John Fogerty die and I missed it?
I don't know. I just took a shot in the dark.
Yeah. Didn't miss. CSNY's Ohio was 14%. So.
Curtis's musical options. Bach, yeah. Mozart, Beethoven, and Lawrence Welk.
Handel.
And yeah.
Handel.
And Ariana
Grande.
Could
you name a band? Right. Let's see. Could you name a band that has a top 20 song right now?
Who, me?
No, Curtis.
Oh, I sure
probably not.
Yeah, me either. Couldn't think of anybody.
The Eagles still playing?
Yes, their new hit, their smash hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, good call.
Rock and roll. Funnier show, Family Guy or Simpsons?
Oh, Family Guy.
Yeah.
The expression on Jed's face.
Oh, I already saw.
Yeah. Family Guy? Yeah, 55-45. Family Guy.
Jed already saw what?
He just like...
I looked at the tally beforehand. I saw that Family Guy won. It's not my fault that the listeners are wrong, but whatever.
why do you Family Guy is edgier?
That's fine. It doesn't make it funnier. Edgier doesn't equal funnier.
Like, The Simpsons were really good, and Family Guy said, oh, here's how you make that better.
You mean they stole their idea?
Yes, largely.
15 years after the show that was highly successful was on the air, and they're like, oh, yeah, let's just rip off this idea.
What a weird reason not to like something, that it wasn't the original idea.
I don't think Family Guy's that funny. I like Goldfish Crackers. You don't like Goldfish Crackers. I don't like Family Guy. I like The Simpsons. It's a better show.
You realize that logic, well, that's fine, but the fact that The Simpsons did it earlier is, to me, is foolhardy.
I don't think it's that good.
You have to erase 90% of your musical category if you're going to stand on the they didn't do it first category.
I'm sorry. I think The Simpsons is a better show.
You can only
because
listen to Robert Johnson if that's the case.
I think that The Simpsons is a smarter show, making it funnier. I'm sorry that I'm of a higher education than you two boobs.
Wow. And apparently 55% of our listening audience, Jed thinks you're dumb.
Boobs. Boob.
Whatever. They don't
boob.
Care.
Boob.
And
hang on. Are we talking about boobs?
No.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, what percentage said they like boobs?
They like boobs.
Oh. Lastly, hot enough for you? Yes, no, or shut up?
Shut up. I go, shut up. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's the same guy, you know, standing in the hospital next to the guy on the ventilator. You sick enough?
Hot enough for you?
Come over here. I'm going to punch you right in your face. Shut up. Yes. I say shut up. I don't care if I get it right or not. Shut up.
47% said yes. Oh, 39% said shut up. And only 14% think it needs to be hotter.
That's.
I know. I was so let down by that. I wanted to be like 80% shut up.
I think they lose your sarcasm a little bit, Curtis.
Frank Bull by one.
They lose my humor because I'm often not funny.
See, you're real cocky going into this game, weren't you?
I'd like to point out Curtis's final line there. they lose my humor because I'm not funny.
Yes.
I think that just went by too fast without being appreciated.
It's like when you repeat the joke, like, I heard the joke. I just didn't think it was funny. You don't need to read it slower.
Yeah. Saying it again. Those of you that don't understand how comedy works, it's not about, you know, saying a bad joke again. That's not what does it.
Yeah. If you end up saying, I guess you had to be there a lot, you probably probably
you're
a bad
Curtis.
Joke. Yeah, you're me, usually.
You're Curtis.
You don't understand. I'll explain it to you later.
Not going to help.
All right, we'll take a break. We come back. What in the world, Seren? How stupid am I in current events? We're going to find out. Frank Bull, brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. Go to familyleisure.com and get stocked up for everything you need to have fun with your family this summer. It's at familyleisure.com. K10 and Ridgeview is where you will find them, or you can give them a call. Got any questions? Just call 913-888-7727. And, of course, make sure you mention you heard about them here on 810, and you will save even more. It's Family Leisure. What in the world, Seren, is next.
The Program with Seren Petro.
What the hell are you doing, fat ass?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, Frank, what in the world? What do you got for me?
All right, buddy, here we go. What historic church in Washington, D.C. was vandalized on Saturday night?
Oh, the Church of the Presidents, right? That's the one next door.
St. John's Episcopal.
St. John's Episcopal.
Number two, what country just reopened for tourism?
Jeez, Italy?
Italy, very good. Number three, after a college survey of 860 schools, what percentage said that they will hold in-person classes in the fall?
Percent. 25.
Two-thirds, 33% say they're, I'm sorry, 66% say they're coming back. I'm great at math. Lee's Summit School District elected Megan Marshall to the school board. Why is that notable?
First African-American?
Very good. First African-American school board member. Get out and vote. It's an important thing to do.
Yes, congratulations. Well done. Long overdue, but well done.
There you go.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Shell. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, who was the first player to have two pinch hit grand slams in the same season? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.